Harry Carey was fed up carrying shuttles. He had not always carried shuttles. He can remember the good old days when he would be full of passengers, or cargo, or both. Just you wait until you are flying at 37,000 feet. I'm sure you won't forget to have your brakes on then, sniggered Harry Carey. Sparks wished he had not listened to the other shuttles.
Don't worry about me, said Sparks. I'll soon be flying at a height of 600 kilometers, then 600 miles. A miserly 37,000 feet doesn't worry me, said Sparks, with more bravado than belief.
Thought Harry Carey. I've got myself a tough one here. Let's see how tough he is later, Harry Carey muttered as he taxied down the runway. Meanwhile, Sparks was checking he was securely attached to Harry Carey's back. Making sure he was very securely attached. Make sure you are nice and safe up there, said Harry Carey. I don't want you falling off halfway through your maiden flight. Sparks did not reply. He was looking straight ahead, down the runway. Harry Carey had come to halt at the far end of the runway, preparing for takeoff.
Harry Carey to tower, said Harry.
He got the reply he wanted.
Tower to Harry Carey, reading you loud and clear.
Permission to take off? Asked Harry Carey.
Permission granted,
replied the tower. Nobody was allowed to take off without the tower's permission.
Did you hear that, space shuttle? Sneered Harry Carey.
Sparks did not reply when he noticed the change in tone of Harry Carey's voice.
Are you ready for takeoff? Asked Harry Carey.
Sparks, the space shuttle is always ready for takeoff, thank you,
said Sparks sharply, emphasizing the Sparks. With that, Sparks could feel Harry Carey jolt as the four engines, two on each wing, came up to full power. Yet still they did not move. Harry Carey had all the brakes on. Harry Carey was using everything to prevent them from moving. Harry Carey, looking upwards and backwards to where Sparks was sitting to see if Sparks was looking scared. All he saw was Sparks crouched down low, squinting down the runway with a determined look on his face.
Strange, thought Harry Carey. All the other new shuttles have been petrified at this stage. This shuttle is definitely a tough one.
Harry Carey could not hold it any longer and started to move down the runway. Sparks had been through takeoffs over 100 times during training, and now that they were actually moving, he was really enjoying the sensation of speed. In his excitement, Sparks jokingly said,
"Can't you go any faster, Harry?"
snarled Harry Carey. "You are not supposed to talk during takeoff."
"Sorry."
Sparks had just started to say sorry when he could feel the nose of Harry Carey start to leave the ground. Although it was not possible, Sparks held on a little bit tighter and crouched a little bit lower. Harry Carey slowly left the ground and climbed into the sky with Sparks on his back. Sparks started to relax, but Harry Carey was still straining away as he climbed away from the ground and into the blue sky.
"I'm still with you, Harry Carey," said Sparks.
He was feeling pretty good now. Just at that moment, Harry Carey banked to the left. After climbing some more, Harry Carey then banked to the right. Then he climbed into some clouds, so Sparks could not see his nose in front of his face. Sparks got the impression that this was part of the game that Harry Carey played with shuttles to get them scared. Sparks decided to spend the rest of the trip in silence. No point getting Harry Carey upset, or so he hoped.